Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I have in studio here with me today a well-known local Norfolk County native turned high-profile fashionista, Jordan Stewart. Welcome to the studio here,
Hi.
Jordan.
Thank you for having me today.
So I got to know, how did you go from being a clothing store in little old Simcoe in Norfolk County, Ontario, to dressing celebrities, being featured in magazines and news articles, you know, internationally, having your looks applauded on international runways, and winning awards? How do you go from A to, I don't know, I guess you're probably at M in the alphabet now?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I've said this in multiple locations that the only way I was able to survive going to New York City, to France, to London, is by having exposure to the fabulous women of Norfolk County, because these ladies here, they're fierce. So they know what's going on, you know? It's definitely been a big part of my fashion culture has been to have the good fortune of working here hands-on with amazing women day in, day out, and building the skill set that's taken me into the world of high haute couture. And I guess you wanted me to go deeper into that, huh? So definitely my past training, for sure. But one of the things is, as I've transitioned from having a boutique to moving into my own label, joined the Fashion Week umbrella. And so I started working with New York Fashion Week, which was this huge honor to be able to get in. And it wasn't an overnight situation. So you have to have so many runway shows and interviews and qualify. And you go in, you're going through all of this process to actually show with the IMG family. And so I finally got my blessing in 2019. Was it 2019? And what happened was we hit a global pandemic. And so one of the hardest things was, how do we proceed? How do we move forward in fashion? What's next? And the fact is, I decided to continue and to show. And most of the brands and most of the world decided to not show. So I was one of the very first of three brands that showed New York Fashion Week virtual. And we presented this whole new concept of how fashion can be interpreted, a whole new way of delivering a collection. So when everyone normally sees a fashion show, you know, you're looking at in a warehouse or, you know, in between in these, you know, beautiful settings, I'm looking at cornfields and I'm like, we could walk this, you know, like we can make a runway anywhere, people, and record it. So that's what we did. I ended up putting out this show from a natural setting outside, outdoors, especially because of the regulations. And I put this show into the world. So here's the beauty of it all. The whole world was silent and everybody was watching because everybody wanted to know what's next in fashion. And this was the moment I was able to really take the stage, put my name out there, deliver, and to show up revenge and to show up the brand. And so our very first grand show with the Fashion Week umbrella ended up being what put us into the world on a global scale quickly and effectively.
That is such a cool story. So, you took a risk, global pandemic, like you said, you did something kind of really totally out of the box, and here you are.
Here I am. And I haven't slept ever since. It's just been, you know, it's been one of those things in life where the good graces keep coming and you put your nose down and you work hard. And truthfully, it is that county girl work ethic, I think, that Hollywood isn't used to seeing, that I bring to the table. So it's very fun and refreshing to get to mingle and mix into these worlds. And I think a lot of the success comes from, I never stop working. I work so incredibly hard and I show up.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking before the mics came on and you were like, I agree to doing things and I set myself up and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll show up. Yeah, I'll be there. And then you look at your calendar and you're like, oh man, I actually don't have time. But much like you managed to come here to the radio station today, you find the time.
You find time. You find time. You make the things you love happen, right?
100%. And so now you were recently featured in a multi-page spread in Hello Magazine.
Yes.
So that's super cool.
Yes.
So tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. So it was incredible. So, you know, when Hello Magazine approaches and says, we're really excited about the work you're doing and about the fact that you're Canadian and that your reach with the celebrities and you know, the global fashion world, we really want to feature this. We want to show people what can be. One of the things we don't have a lot of here is we don't have a lot of couturiers. We don't have a lot of fashion designers coming out of our entire country. So it's definitely more a game that you're seeing in the US. You're seeing more of it, obviously, in Europe. But here, it's definitely a very rare profession to come across. And it's an old profession, right? It's something that's slow fashion. It takes an extreme amount of time and effort. So they were excited to feature me for that reason, to highlight the artistry as well as the successes that I have been reaching. So in addition to that, I think their big focus is also that I'm a family-centered person. I have children. You know, I'm not living in the city 24/7. You know, I'm coming home to my kids and I'm, you know, going from Hollywood to gardening in Norfolk County. So they thought that was quite fun to put into the world and to share the message that people can do things. You know, you can do your dreams. You can achieve.
100%. And what do you think is the reason that we don't see so many successful designers coming out of Canada? Is it the education facilities, like the lack of colleges that maybe specialize in it that are worldwide recognized? What do you think is the reason that it is more common for, you know, people in the UK or the States to break into the fashion world?
So I think definitely there's systems in place because, like, let's be real, the fashion industry is a $1 billion industry. But there's this connotation where it's frivolous or it's fickle or it's not concrete. You know, you think of a career and you think of a job and people aren't exactly having the mindset of this is a $1 billion industry. And so I think career-wise, a lot of people aren't choosing it for that reason. And our infrastructure, so our education systems, as well as the funding, it's not there to support these endeavors. There's definitely talent. Like, there's so many beautiful designers in our country who should be highlighted, who should be in the world, but those resources aren't there. And moreover, one of the things that you're required to be as a designer is, of course, you must have the skill set, okay? You must have the ability to execute your vision. And then you have to have the business savvy to bring it together. And you have to have the management skills to create a team and so on and so on. Then all of a sudden, they ask you to understand all new jargons like PR world. So you're looking at publicists and agents and what's that difference? You know, and they all have a whole language all their own. So they're all like, oh, I'll just send you over the media outreach and the post show assets. And I just am like, yeah, I'm going to go Google. You know, you learn as you go, right? And so I've had this beautiful education of learning as I go. And now I feel as though I'm really flying, you know, I'm really in these beautiful harmonious circles and understand things. And it's taken time, but you get there. So the most important thing is an open mind, to be open to learning.
And for learning, where did you go to school?
So I actually went to Windsor for psychology.
Oh, okay.
Because my parents forced me. My mom's in the room right now, and we're just having eye contact. So I went for psychology, obviously, again, that same, the stigma of fashion, but I'm a rebel, if anyone knows that about me, hence revenge. I'm like nice, but kind of, you know, bad to the bone. So I, you know, I did the whole 360 and went to fashion, and I've never looked back. It's always been my big slice of happy.
That's awesome. So did you actually go to school at all for?
No.
Oh,
so
well, that's even more impressive. Wow.
You know, this is going to sound a little hypocritical, but my mom can sew, you know? So she's a lawyer, but she sews. And we were raised to believe that, you know, TV wasn't really our focus. It was more roller skating and sewing and instruments and singing and French. And so we had this beautiful upbringing where this is my foundation. This is where I learned about fashion.
Was from mom.
My mom, who learned from her gran in Glasgow, Scotland, who worked with Singer, the sewing machine company.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes back in your blood, I guess.
Right. So it was one of those skill sets that was passed down and, you know, taught to believe that no matter what happens, if you can sew, you're going to be okay. You can take care of yourself.
I love that. That's so cool.
Thanks.
I totally assumed it would have been like some 10-year educational journey.
I know. I wish I had that story.
And then you had to do school in Paris and yada, yada.
I know.
I think that's even cooler.
I went to French school here at École Saint-Marie and I learned to speak French. So I went fully educated in French. And so that's been one of my greatest assets as well. That's allowed me to go global is that, you know, when I work in France, I have a showroom in France and our French is a little bit different, but it's definitely been a huge asset. And it's welcomed me into the French community as well in Paris.
That's handy. So there you go. Any kids listening, you know, who don't
do your
French homework.
Allez à l'école.
So now going back to the Hello Magazine article.
Yes.
So there was a dog in there. And what is your dog's name?
My puppy Wappy. he's in trouble right now. I know I was like not going to bring that up. So he's been a little destructo doggy at home, but we still love him. His name is Sir Remington.
Aw. And now other than potentially, you know, a doggy straitjacket, given how he's getting on your nerves lately.
If anyone's looking to adopt a Dalmatian, I'm kidding. Love him.
Have you ever given any thoughts to doing like a sideline for dogs or anything like that?
Oh, so I the answer to that is no. However, I was called by this incredible stylist in Toronto during the pandemic, and she asked me to design a doggy couture gown. And I did it. So I actually, before the interview, I had called her and I said, Zaina, do you know what the gown was for? Because I had the measurements and I had this whole, you know, big white tulle gown with a black collar that I made for this puppy. And it's going to be on a major advert. And she said, I can't tell you. I'm still under NDA. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. So the answer is no, I'm not going to be doing more doggy couture that I know of, unless one of my clients needs like a matching gig. but I've done it before, so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So keep an eye out when you see a major advert.
You'll know
Jordan
Stewart. We will see. That's right.
So what are some of your best memories about growing up here in Norfolk County?
Oh, okay. Wow. I grew up close to the duck pond. So I grew up downtown Simcoe in this beautiful older home with incredible woodworking and crown moldings. So definitely the duck pond was a big part of growing up here. I don't think you could isolate just one beautiful memory, but the Norfolk County Fair. I mean, the fall hits and I'm thinking about romantic sweaters and cotton candy and, you know, all the allure of the festival that what it brings. And of course, and this is so important to me, it's our Christmas lights. So I think that our town has this magical moment that we take that I just, you know, wish we would push even harder. I think we should be Christmas all year long here in Norfolk. I did a meeting with the town years ago and I said, hey guys, let's get some funding together. Let's go Frankenmuth Christmas in Norfolk because we, I think, did it first and did it right and we're the best at it. So I really just putting that out there. Anyone who's listening, we should be pushing this Christmas thing.
So Panorama needs to be an all year round.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I love Panorama and the lights, so I definitely love that. So how old were you when you decided? I know that you said that you grew up with, you know, your grandma, your mom sewing. How old were you when you decided this is what I want to do?
So there are things people do and then there are things people are. I am this way. I can't tell you how many inboxes I get from my friends on Facebook who I grew up with, who went to high school with me. Maybe I don't see them as much anymore. And they say, oh my God, Jordan, this makes sense. How did we not see this before or know that this was exactly what you needed to do with your life? Because it's anyone who knows me knows that this is this is who I am and not so much what I do. And it's a big part of my soul. But to be more technical, even if I think about like my very first memory, I'm thinking about I'm three, I'm, you know, getting ready to go outside and I've discovered Velcro. Of course, pink Reeboks, but Velcro just being the most fascinating thing. This is my first memory. And of course, it's surrounding fashion. So yeah, so it's just a big part of my DNA. Yeah.
But I assume it's safe to say you don't typically tend to use Velcro in your creations these days, do you?
No. But I would, you know what's interesting? A lot of stage work, so costuming for my celebrities, I'll use Velcro because we'll transition looks. So like right now, like I'm working on Leona Lewis's tour.
Oh, cool.
Yep. I'd sing it, but I'm going to, you know, you're welcome for not singing it. So all the stars get mad when I start singing their songs at them. No. It's so funny. The one person I actually always sing to, and we're going to make the reel, we've decided, Nelly Furtado, when I'm working on her, I start singing and she's like, we got to make this reel of you and me telling you to stop. So that's coming soon. But no, I'm working on Leona Lewis's tour. And so one of the things that her holiday tour, everyone, which is super exciting, she's just such a beautiful singer and she's got this amazing Christmas album. And so she's doing this massive European tour. And so we're making her all these different looks, but we're using Velcro because she'll transition. So we'll have one look, something comes off and it's a second look. So yes, I correct myself. Velcro is in. It's in. So
okay. So yeah. What keeps you here living in Norfolk County as opposed to moving to, you know, Toronto, the States, Paris?
So I can access those places with an airplane and I can come and I can go, but home truly is where the heart is. And I can provide this beautiful upbringing for my children and stability and a life in this, you know, incredible old 1800s home that I have and an acre yard. It's the children. It's what I can give them here. And the community. You know, I've often said this, and this is, again, something I've experienced with social media. I feel like I have an army behind me. Like, I feel like my entire town is on my side, cheering me on, and I don't know anyone else who has that. I don't know any other designer in any other country or world. Like, just, it is the most incredible thing to know that Norfolk County has me. And every time something fun or great happens, they're going, yeah, way to go, Jordan. You know, we're high-fiving, right? And it's just the most incredible thing that you can't buy that. You can't find that. You can't market that. That's something that comes from generations of family members, of knowing everyone's secrets. And, you know, you have to keep friends with people who know so much about you.
All right. So now you have showrooms in Beverly Hills and in Paris. So
yes.
Do you spend much time in those locations?
Again, I'm very much in and out because I'm back for my family. I love going on the scene. I love being invited and included. Who doesn't? But it's very important for me to come home, live on planet Earth, and come, you know, really live a grounded existence. It's important to my creations. It's important to my family. And so I'll go and come right back. So my whirlwind trips are often, but I'm right back home.
Barely even any time to get jet lag.
Yes. Well, I don't know. It's difficult, let me tell you.
So do you have any plans to open a showroom in Canada at all? Where would you do that if you were going to?
Well, Norfolk. I'm just kidding. We need more couture, baby. No, if I were to open an atelier for custom creations, it would be Mayfair. It would be in England. And I'd probably open up around Harrods where, you know, my friends like Erdem and some of my other brands where they are. And so that would definitely be if I do that. That's where that would happen.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And do you think any of your children will follow in your stylish footsteps?
So, I'm not sure. I think I might have two recruits. So I've got Shay, who seems to quite be into, she's into it. She's like, you know, starting to evolve into a little more fashion type of stuff. And then I've got Ricky, and maybe Ricky will too. But then again, don't discount Rossi, because he's like, you know, looking at all the models with lots of interest. So so we'll see. We'll see.
And do you ever have, like, you know, squabbles with them where they want to dress a certain way because that's how their friends are dressing in the fashion, and you're like, no, 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 mama knows fashion?
Oh, I wish. So from day one, everyone has told me what's up, and I don't know what's up, according to them. So, and I let them unapologetically be themselves. That's the most important thing about fashion, is to allow people to express themselves. So my job as a designer isn't to come and tell you what you need to be. My job is to get to know you, to understand you, and to help you accentuate what already exists in the best possible way.
Who has been your favorite celebrity to work with?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm going to make people upset by picking just one. So I'm going to name a couple names. So I love Amanda Bruegel, and we're good friends. I love working with her. She is an absolute gem of a human being, and I respect her. So I love Amanda. Again, I love Nelly as well. She's incredible. I just, the energy that these amazing humans have that I work with, just to, you know, the amount of work that they're overcoming and putting out into the world is so special. I'm a huge Winona Judd fan. You know, especially after working with her, I love her more and more. I think that's the other thing too. A lot of the good fortune I've had to work with these celebrities, I've been able to build relationships. It's such a close process to create wardrobe, to understand someone. So Winona is definitely up there. I've not sung to her though. So I feel like she'd be fine with it. Okay, true story. I was so excited when I got the call to work on her tour that I put her movie on TV. And I was like, I'm going to watch the Judd movie. And as I'm watching it, my phone was like, oh, message from Winona. I'm like, oh my gosh, while I'm watching Winona. It's just like all the fate. It was just amazing.
So my next question was amazing. Going to be, have you ever fangirled over
Winona? Yeah. Wait, I mean, why? We call her Why. And she's like the most down-to-earth, amazing human being. So, yeah.
And I won't ask you your least favorite or any that you had a bad meeting with. We'll leave that to the TikTok people.
Are you sure? I'll tell. You know what? Mess with me, people. I'll say it. I named my brand Revenge. So let's talk. Touché. Let's talk. There's a few people out there worried right now.
And they have no idea if this conversation is going to keep going this way or if we're going to veer on back.
No, my gear is kind. I'm just kidding. Having a little fun.
And so what accomplishments are you most proud of?
My children. The reality is, no matter what I do, I'm nothing if I'm not a good mom. And everything I do is for them. And I look at it and I think about, I have four beautiful children, and I'm so proud that I'm able to take care of them, right? And that's my job. And I do it, and I do it on my own, and I'm achieving, and that's what I'm teaching them, that this is what moms do. You stand up, you show up, and you give it all you've got. And I'll tell you something, that's the Norfolk County way.
All righty. And so what is one popular fashion over the years or current that makes you cringe?
So I was struggling with this thought. I'm not judgmental like that. Like, I wouldn't say cringe. And then I put more thought into it and I found one for you. Oh. I have a cringe. And I just saw it and it really, I felt like it was upsetting. It's like a pant, hot pant, and it looks like a woman. It looks like a tweed diaper, right? And I'm just upset about it. And so they're wearing these hot pants. Now, don't get me wrong. You go back to the 50s, and you got these hot pants, and that's hot. I'm into that. Short shorts, okay. I can deal with that. But this is like an amalgamation for fall in tweed, and I'm struggling. I just can't. And I don't know what I would do if I see a grown-up wearing this as a statement. So I'm struggling. Yeah, I don't know.
a tweed diaper.
It's that, a tweed, definitely, but they're in.
A good visual.
You're gonna see them. People are. It's out there. They probably aren't calling them diaper pants, but this is what I'm seeing, right? You know.
So how do you feel about this new trend where all the young ladies for like their proms and stuff, they all have their nice, beautiful dresses on. And then they've got the Crocs or the socks and sandals going on.
Are you ready to be shocked? I love it.
Really?
I think it's so cool. I do. I love it. I love them. I think like, you know, go ahead, express yourself and like add the accessories to your Crocs. Like go for color. If you're going to do it, do it. Like, don't go half in, go all in. So a couple of things. With respects to flats or sneakers, there's a practicality. There's a function, right? And you really learn to appreciate this after having to, like, walk a million miles in heels and then to spend some time in cobble streets in Europe. And then you're like, no, I'm just going to wear the sneakers. I really think it is about women, people standing up and saying, function, people, a little function here. No, I think they're cool. I think they're chic. I think they're self-expression. And I like it. I like that they are saying go for it. I personally want a pair of floral Crocs. I think that's cool.
And so have you ever tried to talk anybody you're dressing into pairing a pair of Crocs with a Jordan Stewart creation?
So not Crocs as of yet, but now you've dared me. Right? She would. She's cool like that. I just did a runway show and we did it in France for Paris Fashion Week. And we wore gowns. We did a flash mob concept. So we walked a mile. We went to the Louvre. We did the Tuileries. And I had all the models wear sneakers because it's a little, you know, je ne sais pas quoi. You're just saying, I can do what I want to do, therefore I will. And I'm doing it in comfort as well as style. So again, you know, pick a cool pair, you know, go for some color, enjoy it. But I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
And what past fashions would you love to see make a comeback?
Bell bottoms. I want to rock out. Yes. No, I want to wear platforms and bell bottoms. I'm also 5'2". So I get height and they're a little more comfortable and no one knows I'm 5'2" until I just said it on the radio.
There you go. Now everybody knows.
Right. Now everyone knows. And I normally say 5'3". So.
So we're getting the truth here today.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. But it's difficult to be walking around with these runway models and no, so I need platforms.
You got to kind of get up right there in height.
That's right. Look them eye to eye. It's never happened. So
unless they're sitting down.
Amen. Next time I was going to say, sit, please. But normally I'm like, walk.
Walk, yeah. Walk. There you go.
How do you, let's see that.
So RVNG, you know, revenge.
Yes.
What does that word mean to you in this context? Because you hear that and it's, you know, very edgy, very edgy, and you're very sweet.
Oh.
So, you know, what does that mean to you?
It means that deep down, I'm kidding.
I think I caught mom's kidding. Surprise look kidding. When I said sweet.
No. My mom's like, why are you telling them the truth? No. No. Revenge couture is about perseverance. It's about no matter what happens to you in life, you stand up and you show up. Revenge is about showing up your personal best in your moment, whatever that looks like. You know, you're down, stand up. You won, show up. If people, you know, are intimidating you, don't you worry, you wear your yellow Crocs, right? It's about that attitude. It's about, I worked hard at education and I showed up at my graduation and I'm wearing revenge because today's a revenge day. Right? And the same thing happens for my stars when they're on stage and they earned it and they all worked so hard. And they show up in revenge, in the spirit of revenge. And we are an army together because we all hold that essence.
Awesome. I like that answer. So where do you find inspirations for your creations?
So I can't say that I don't look outward to other designers. I'm really funny like that. I'm very much an inside project. So it's about what I love. It's about, you know, I'll look at nature and I'll look at fabrics and I dream or old-fashioned movies or moments I'd like to have or I'd like to see other people have. So my inspiration comes from a very different place.
So do you have somebody that you would call your mentor who, when you kind of first got into this, was like, hey, Jordan, like, you know, I got some tips for you?
Oh, my God. I wish. The answer is no. No one helped. No one was there. No one showed up. I was a lone rider, okay? No, Google? No. Unfortunately, and I've said it before, there's no roadmap. There's no rules. It's show up your personal best, deliver, keep your head down, work hard, and, you know, pray to find your tribe. And if you have the good luck and the good fortune that people enjoy what you're creating, that tribe will grow and you will grow your community. And so it's always been about let the work speak. Let people come to me when they feel connected to my work. And just to go on with this, so what will happen with a celebrity when you begin is they have an entire room of choices. So when you get chosen in early days and they don't know your name, you're chosen based on design and merit. And then eventually, when they keep choosing you and you have that, then they say, oh, well, we better be friends. And I'm like, okay. You know, so it's been one of those experiences where it was the work. I led with the work got me there, and the work is what continues to keep me there. And now it's turned into no dresses in the room, just call Jordan, just call Revenge. And so I show up and we're good. And that's the evolving process. So.
And so what is next for Norfolk's best dressed fashionista?
Oh, well, I have prepared a few things I can tell you about.
Ooh, there's some you can't though.
Oh, always. Yeah. Oh, okay. I like live under NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, which is really hard for me. Shocking, I'm sure. So I'm working right now on, well, I just told you. So Leona. The names kind of rhyme.
Really
Winona,
close.
Leona. No, Leona Lewis's tour, which I'm so thrilled about. And that's such a big deal, especially to do a European tour. I'm working on a movie, which is in development. So I've illustrated a wardrobe for, the movie is about Bessie. She was one of our first Canadian gangsters. So I really like her. And so the movie's in development and it's been funded. So I'm very excited to see that take life. It was also created by a Golden Globe nominee, award-winning, Oscar-nominated director, Sergio Navarrete. So we're really excited about seeing where we can go with this movie, telling a Canadian story that happened where she was bootlegging through Toronto and Hamilton. So this will be fun to see this take some life. And next month, we have Paris Hilton launching her TV show, and she might be wearing RVNG as her cover for her entire show and campaign, so I'm excited about that too. Paris is fantastic, and she's worn us quite a few times, so I work with her, and that's been special. What else is going on? I'm so tired.
Because there's so much going on.
Right, because there's so much going on. No, it's beautiful. I feel very, very, very lucky.
And is there anything else that you want to say to the Norfolk County community before we wrap this up?
I think that if I were to leave any of my young designers with a message, it would be that there's room for you and don't ever feel like you don't have something to offer because you do. And there could be rows and rows of other competitors, but you are unique and every one of us is, and we all have something to offer. So don't let the naysayers stop you. Don't let the Debbie Downers do their job. You know, go for it. Be unapologetically you. I also want to let everybody know that fashion's a $1 billion industry. Like, it's a big deal. So don't be afraid to take a career in fashion.
Mom.
Mom is still in the room. I won her over eventually.
I mean, I am assuming you are very proud of your daughter, right? Yeah, she nodded.
She nodded.
Proud mom smile.
So funny.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jordan, for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to chat with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.